Goridas Pandit ki jai, Subhasaka ki jai. It's all in Krishna Leela. Krishna's dearmost friend, Subhasaka, is a very beautiful gopa. He has golden skin, like Radharani, a very gentle and soft face. Goridasa Pandit Chandra, Premo Danda Bhakti, Krishna, Prema Dite Nite Dari Mahashakti. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 11:26. Goridas Pandit, the emblem of the most elevated devotional service and love of Godhead, had the greatest potency to receive and deliver such love. Premod, Premod Danda Bhakti, Krishna Prema Dite, Nite Dhari Mahashakti. So he was holding that great power to receive the love of the Lord and distribute it. So during our Mayapur Yatra this year, we went to Ambika Kalana. And we saw Goridasa's Gornitai deities, and also the deities of his brother Suryadas Sarakela. Goridasa's brother Suryadas Sarakela is the father of Janava Mata and Vasudha. And Suryadas became the father-in-law of Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda married his daughter Vasudha and Janava. So Goridasa was his younger brother. They have wonderful pastimes, yet he worships deities of Gornitai. As far as Krishna Leela, Subal, he wears beautiful, lustrous. His body is very beautiful. It's like molten gold. And he wears a yellow colored dress. His eyes resemble blue lotuses. His behavior gives great joy to his friend, Krishna. This is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Tanaruchi Vijita Haranyam Haridayatam Harinyam Haridvasanam Subalam Kuvalaya Nayanam Naya Nandita Bandavam Vande. Subal is the embodiment of ecstatic love. His love is an affection so deep that he can't bear a moment's separation from Krishna. Because of that, he never leaves the Lord. He never leaves Gokula Chandra Krishna, even in his dreams. His mind is always absorbed in the flow of Radha's ecstatic love. So he's very much, he's a Narma Sakha, or Parama Prasya Sakha. And Subal especially assists Lord Krishna's loving dealings with the gopis and Radharani. He brings them together when they part, carries messages back and forth, makes arrangements for them to meet in Sanket Kunj. He's very, very intimate. Is there any service of Krishna in which Subal has no right to enter? He was even able to bring back the lady who had quarreled with her lover and left him. He would prepare a suitable bed for Krishna in his lovemaking pastimes in the kunjas. He would fan the tired and perspiring Krishna as his Lord rested his head on the breast of his beloved. So that's pretty intimate. So that's how much intimate. So that intimate person became Goridas. So they both lived there. Goridas and Suryadas Sarakela, they lived in Ambika Kalana. It's about an hour from Mayapur temple by car. Goridas always lived in seclusion. One day, Lord Chaitanya went to Ambika, crossing the Ganga from Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya crossed the Ganga by rowing the boat with an oar. Right? That oar is there in the temple. You can still see it. And then when he met Goridas, he said, "This is the oar, take it, I am giving it to you. With this oar, mankind can cross the ocean of material world." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya embraced Goridas Pandit. The Lord took the Pandit with him to Nadia and engaged him in wonderful activities. Lord Gaurachandra gave Goridas Pandit a Bhagavad Gita that Lord Chaitanya had written with his own hands. Goridas returned to Ambika Kalna from Nadia. Every day he read the Gita which was given to him by the Lord. Simply by seeing the handwriting of Lord Chaitanya on the pages of the Gita, Goridas Pandit became very blissful. When you go to Ambika Kalna, they will show you, give you darshan, the Bhagavad Gita of Lord Chaitanya, with his handwriting, and also the oar that he used. Yeah, he said he handwrote the Bhagavad Gita himself. Who can describe the fame of Goridas Pandit? He was constantly absorbed in singing the glory of Nitya and Chaitanya. He knew nothing but their lotus feet. Nitai Chaitanya were most dear to him. Who can understand the depth of his devotion? The sight of Mahaprabhu gave immense pleasure to Gauridas, and even a moment of separation threw him in an ocean of sorrow. Understanding the mind of the pundit Gauridas, Lord Gaurahari once told him to bring a neem tree from Navadvip and carve deities of Gauranitai. Lord Chaitanya assured Gauridas he could easily carve them and all his desires would be fulfilled. Gauridas made these deities, which were actually direct manifestation of Gauranitai. When he saw these deities, he was overwhelmed with joy and cried continuously. Then he had a wonderful installation ceremony. All the devotees were happy to see the deities Nitai Chaitanya. One day, Gauridas prepared food and requested Gauranitai to eat it. The two lords heard the sweet request of Gauridas, but without touching the food, they remained silent. Seeing the attitude of his two lords, Gauridas told them in mock anger, "If you are satisfied without food, then why do you force me to cook?" You know, he cooked and he offered, they didn't take anything. The lords gently replied, and it was then Gauridas' turn to keep quiet. "Gauridas, you can never be satisfied by preparing a small quantity of food. Your habit is to prepare different varieties of dishes in large quantities. When we request you not to cook like this, you never listen. Your laborious efforts are painful to us. Remember, whatever can be prepared most easily will be most satisfying to us." Gauridas replied to the lords, "I'll never do it again. From now on, I shall only offer you rice with boiled spinach." Hearing this, Gauranitai left, began to eat the meal that he had prepared. Then Nitai and Chaitanya praised Gauridas' cooking by saying, "Gauridas, you have made such tasty dishes that we are very satisfied." Whenever Gauridas saw his deities eating, it brought unlimited pleasure to the eyes of Gauridas. One day, Gauridas Pandit wanted to dress his two lords with jewelry. Understanding his mind, the two deities decorated themselves with different ornaments fitted with rare jewels. When he entered the temple, Gauridas saw the deities on the throne were already decorated. Overwhelmed with emotion, he temporarily fainted. Then, when he regained normal composure, he saw the deities dressed as usual. "I have never seen before those kind of ornaments. I wanted to decorate the body of my lords, but I didn't know what type of ornaments to use." As the pandit was contemplating over this problem, the lord said to him, "Ornaments made of flowers please me the most." Then the pandit decorated Nitai Chaitanya with flowers, flower ornaments, long flower garlands, and which created unparalleled beauty for the lord. Gauridas Pandit Ki Jai. So obviously at that particular time it was Gauridas' appearance. Gauridas' samadhi is here in Vrindavan in Dir Shamir Kunj. It's down near Vamshivat, that side, after Keshigat, a little bit further on is Vamshivat. There's a nice kunj there where Radha and Krishna would go there after Rasa dance and just sit in the kunja, and a beautiful gentle breeze would blow from the Yamuna carrying the fragrance of night-blooming lotuses. Kumudi. White lotuses that bloom at night under the moonshine are called Komudi, Krishnanika Komudi. So they would go there and rest on some flower beds. Dir Shamir means gentle breeze, gentle wind, would come through and relieve all their fatigue. They would cool down, feel very refreshed. That's in the winter seasons. And if it was summer seasons, they would also lie there, cool down, then they would go bathing in the Yamuna around 1 o'clock in the morning. Gauridas Pandit Ki Jai. So we go there and see his samadhi and pray for his mercy of Gauridas and Subal, because they're one and the same person.